The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Herod the Tetrarch heard of the reputation of Jesus and said to his servants, "This man is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That's why mighty powers are at work in him." Now Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Although he wanted to kill him, he feared the people, for they regarded him as a prophet. But at a birthday celebration for Herod, the daughter of Herodias performed the dance before the guests and delighted Herod so much that he swore to give her whatever she might ask for. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and guests who were present, he ordered that it be given. And yet John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. His disciples came and took away the corpse and buried him. And they went and told Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. So this beheading of John the Baptist reminds us 4 days ago, Father Jacques of the Diocese of Rouen in France was also killed during Mass. We can understand this our hatred. And this Father Jacques is a martyr. He suffered under righteous reason. For the sake of goodness, he was killed. We are called to follow Jesus. So each one of us, in a certain way, we suffer martyrdom in a different way. With patience with our neighbors, colleagues, it's a kind of martyrdom. You suffer. Because not always present to you. When you open yourself to other people, at times you have to die of your own self. What St. Paul say, you have to put off the old cloth and put a new one. New one means the way of Jesus. That means to forgive 70 times 7. To follow Jesus means to put down yourself and work for the will of the Lord is always easy. It's a kind of martyrdom on a daily basis. So in one way or another, we suffer for the sake of Jesus. But what St. Paul says, whatever we suffer, we work together for the salvation of the world. Because of suffering, to give that of Jesus, offered to God the Father for the world, for sinners. So in this way, we participate the life of Jesus. And this is our Mass. The Mass is not out here. The whole day, our consecration to the Lord. when we are being persecuted in different ways, we say, oh yes, and live with joy. That's most important. We have suffering. It's allowed by the Lord. But we have to be at peace, because Jesus expects we live in peace. The first word after his resurrection, he told the disciple, peace be with you. So even though we have lots of sufferings, either physical or psychological, from people, from yourself, we just be joyful, because we're close to the Lord. When we are suffering, we are more real, living the life of Jesus. The life of Jesus only for the glory of God the Father.